This Sunday, we remember the baptism of Jesus. It's also a good time to remember our own baptisms. When you were baptized in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. You were baptized in the name of the Trinity, Father, Son, and Spirit. Christians believe that God is one. Like Jews and Muslims, we are monotheists. Yet we also believe that God is three persons, three natures, that God comes to us, reveals himself to us in three ways. God is the creative Father. God is the saving Son. God is the empowering Holy Spirit. The Father is the creator of the world, creator of us, the one who providentially watches over us. The Son is the incarnate one. Jesus Christ, the one who is God with us. God come to save us. The Holy Spirit is the power and the presence of God in our lives and in this world. According to Genesis, the Spirit is the prime mover and sets everything in motion. Creation begins with the Spirit brooding, hovering over the waters, bringing forth life, breathing into Adam. The story of Jesus begins just like the world begins, with the Holy Spirit creatively working among us. The Holy Spirit descends upon Mary, and Jesus is conceived in her womb. The Holy Spirit initiates the Christian drama by impregnating the body of a woman. Luke's Gospel tells of an angel saying to Mary, "The Holy Spirit will come over you, and the power of the Most High will overshadow you. Therefore, the one who is to be born will be holy. He will be called God's Son." The Holy Spirit seems to begin things, beginning creation by brooding over the waters, beginning the incarnation by brooding over Mary. In today's Gospel, John the Baptist is baptizing in the Jordan River. John's baptism was for cleansing, purification, and preparation for the coming of the Messiah. And then Jesus shows up and asks to be baptized. And Jesus' baptism was like no other baptism that John performed. Heaven was opened, and the Holy Spirit came down upon Jesus in bodily form like a dove. And there was a voice from heaven, "You are my Son, whom I love. With you I am well pleased." The Spirit descends and rests on Jesus' body. The Spirit was, we believe, always with our Lord. But now at His baptism, it's announced to the world. Here in this man is the Spirit of the living God. Luke underscores this truth by saying that the Holy Spirit came down on him in bodily form. Some people want their religion to be spiritual, mystical, otherworldly. But Christianity is incarnational, in the flesh. The Holy Spirit shows us this truth by resting upon Jesus in bodily form. In Christ's baptism, the Holy Spirit rests and indwells Jesus' body. We must resist all temptations to make Christianity solely a matter of ethics or of doctrine or of theology. Our faith is not a philosophy of life or a set of rules that must be followed. From the beginning, the Holy Spirit makes faith a matter of, well, matter. Christ's body. God's bodily presence with us. God intruding bodily into the world. We often think of the Spirit as something vague or ethereal or invisible. But the Holy Spirit of the Bible shows a fondness, a proclivity for the material. The Spirit of God rests upon and lives within the material, the body of Christ, the body of all believers. In the Christian faith, because we believe that God is among us in bodily form in Christ, bread becomes a spiritual issue. Hunger is a spiritual challenge. Wherever bodies are being abused or neglected, wherever there is bodily pain, we believe that's a cause for spiritual anguish and action. Paul even spoke of the Christian body as the temple of the Holy Spirit, reminding the Corinthians that their bodies are special as living, breathing witnesses to the work of the Holy Spirit in the world. I know that we can experience the Spirit in meditation, in prayer, in the beauty and the wonder of God's creation. But the Spirit must also become physical for us. It must work within and through our bodies. You and I, by baptism and the gift of the Holy Spirit upon us, are Christ's body, the major, tangible, visible presence of Christ in the world. So if the world is going to meet Jesus, the one who was baptized that day in the Jordan, the world must meet him through the baptized. Through us. We must put our body where our belief is. Dr. Jim O'Connell went to Harvard Medical School, and he was on his way to a prestigious oncology fellowship when his chief suggested he take what was supposed to be a one-year position as the founding physician of a new healthcare program for the homeless in Boston. But Dr. O'Connell fell in love with his work among the homeless. He gave up the prestige and the money of becoming a specialist and has worked instead for 33 years as a doctor for the homeless. O'Connell told Harvard Magazine, "Everything I had been taught to do in medical school, go fast, be efficient, was counterproductive when you take care of homeless people. When you see somebody outside, you get them a cup of coffee and sit with them. Sometimes it took 6 months or a year of offering a sandwich or coffee before someone would start to talk to me. But once they engage, they'll come to you anytime because they trust you." One of his patients said of Dr. O'Connell, "He's like Jesus." And I believe he is. That's exactly what Jesus would be doing. That's what putting love into action looks like. The Spirit isn't just about spirituality. It's about the physical. Harold and I had breakfast recently with a man named Bishop Cruz and his wife. Bishop Cruz is the pastor of a Hartford church that soon will be joining the Covenant. In the course of the conversation, Bishop Cruz told us of a friend of his, a brother in Christ, who led a very small church in La Romana in the Dominican Republic. This pastor, with very limited income, built a small building, patched together with wood that he found from other places. So it was really a patchwork, very ramshackle kind of building. The children who started coming to the church were hungry. They didn't have much food. So this pastor, out of his own meager funds, would feed them some fruit, a little fruit cocktail. Slowly, the Lord helped him to build a church, a small congregation in this ramshackle building. And then one day, a very wealthy man came to his church and was touched by what the pastor was doing, what God was doing through the pastor. And this man decided to build this pastor a church. Without him even knowing about it, this wealthy man built a beautiful church. It must have been fairly large because there were 6 classrooms in it. There was a kitchen and a nice sanctuary. And then one day, this wealthy man handed the keys to this building to the pastor. It was very close to where his ramshackle church was. This pastor must have been shocked by this gift. But not only did this wealthy man build this building, he funded the whole ministry. He paid for 6 teachers to teach the children, 2 cooks so the kids could have both breakfast and lunch, a nurse to come in weekly, a doctor to come in annually. He paid for all the staff and the pastor's salary. This wealthy man did this because when he was a child, he saw his grandfather struggle in the same way that this pastor had struggled. He was the pastor of a very small and very poor church, and this young boy wanted to help his grandfather, but he wasn't able to. So this was an opportunity for him to help this pastor and to do what he couldn't have done for his grandfather, and to be a blessing in God's work. Now this is the work of the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit is concerned not only with the spiritual, but also with the physical. The Spirit wants children fed, given good medical care, educated, and He wants the people of God to have a good place to worship Him. The Holy Spirit embodies the Church of Jesus Christ, and He lives within each of our bodies. Let's allow the Holy Spirit to work through our bodies and the body of His church. Would you join me in prayer? Sometimes the only way that someone will see Jesus is through each of us. Sometimes the only way that they will feel Your generosity is when we give. Sometimes the only way that they will see Jesus living and working in this world is when we serve and love as Jesus did. We believe, Lord, that Your church is the hope of this world. So may we do all that we can to be the church in this world and around the world, and to do the work that You want us to do. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.